Welcome to the Vending Technology Watch podcast. We're here again speaking with Jose Abulos, Director of Visual Retail for Intel Corp. Last time we talked about Intel's interest in the vending channel and some of the functionalities it has developed. Now I would like to discuss the specific interactions that Intel has had with existing vending equipment manufacturers. Okay. And has Intel already been communicating with several different vending equipment manufacturers?
Yes. We have been working with the world-leading equipment manufacturers. We also have been working with the leading brands and doing significant research with end users to really understand, you know, what are the usage models that end users really want to see in these vending machines, and to really understand, you know, what are some of the challenges that the brands have. Because as you can see in some of the stretch solutions, there's a lot of new capabilities, right? There's the capability to do advertising. There's a capability to do remote management and diagnostics. So we need to work with the entire ecosystem to understand what are the key challenges and what are the key opportunities to provide these really engaging and fun experiences for end users. So, yes, we're working with the entire value chain from the end user to the brands to the operators to the equipment manufacturers, and then with the other technology building block suppliers.
Okay. Do the brands see any unique capabilities that vending can bring them that other channels may not be able to bring them?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of capabilities that this new intelligent vending solutions provide for brands. You know, for example, with the integration of digital signage technology, now brands can actually promote new products or existing products on a vending machine. In fact, we've been working with solution providers on solutions that provide two graphical user interfaces for the end user. One of the graphical user interfaces will be more like a 10-foot model where the brand can run advertising for the end user and at the same time use the viewer analytics to collect anonymous metrics on the end user. You know, they can collect, as I mentioned, age range. They can collect you know, how long are folks looking at a specific advertising. So this way they can determine what advertising is working and what advertising is not working. They can promote new products, for example. So those are some of the benefits for the brands. The other benefit is that with this technology, we can remotely manage the vending machine. So we can manage inventories remotely. So if a machine doesn't need any inventory, then the brand doesn't really need to deliver a truck to provide new inventory. But if there's a system of any machine that really needs inventory, then we can prioritize the routing of the trucks to get inventory to the machine as quickly as possible. So there's lots of different benefits for the brand.
Okay. Now, right now, there are not a lot of these machines that are actually out there in the field. And I think that a lot of our listeners probably think that it's going to be years before we actually start seeing any of these out there in a meaningful way. Can you give us any idea how long it will be before most vending operators can realistically expect to start seeing these types of systems out there in such a degree that they're going to seriously think about investing in them on their own?
You know, that's a really good question. Anytime there's a new disruptive technology, it's always difficult to predict, you know, what the adoption rate of the technology would be. But, you know, let me give you some research that I came across recently. ABI Research, a research company that focuses on intelligent vending globally, recently reported that the installed base of intelligent vending machines will continue to rise and will reach 25% penetration of all vending machines globally by the year 2015. That's third-party data from ABI Research.
Okay. That's a good thing to know. Next, we're going to talk about when we might actually see some of these innovations in the market.